Chapter 2. The Emperor went to his room. He got the chess ready, and he waited for the Prime Minister. These new clothes will be very interesting, thought the Emperor. Invisible clothes. Yes. Interesting. The Prime Minister came, and he asked the Emperor, "What colour clothes would you like?" "I don't know," said the Emperor. "Yellow is good, and I do like green. We'll play chess first, and then I will choose the colour." They started to play chess. The Prime Minister was very good at chess. But when he played with the Emperor, he played badly. "I am so good at chess," said the Emperor. "I am the best chess player in the world. This is fun. I love winning." After the game, the Emperor talked about his new clothes with the Prime Minister. "These new clothes will be very useful," he said. "They will be beautiful, and they will tell me which ministers are clever and which are hard-working. I can give jobs to the clever, hard-working people so they can do my work for me. The people who are not clever or hard-working can leave." "That's right, sir," said the Prime Minister. Then the Emperor sent the Prime Minister to see Victor and Viggo again. "Go to these men. Give them more money. Tell them I like green and blue." The Prime Minister was worried. "These clothes are invisible. Some people can see them, but others cannot," he thought. "I want to see them, or the Emperor will think I'm not clever. Then I won't have a job." The Prime Minister went to Victor and Viggo's room. "Is everything all right?" he asked. "Of course, sir," said Victor. The Prime Minister could see the things for making clothes, but he could not see any material. He was worried again. "Where is the material?" he asked. "Oh, don't worry," said Viggo. "We are going to buy it now. What is the Emperor's favourite colour?" "Well, he loves blue," said the Prime Minister. "But he doesn't have many green clothes." "Then his clothes will be blue and green," said Victor. "We will need more money for the material." "Of course," said the Prime Minister. He gave them the money and he left. Victor and Viggo went to the city, but they didn't buy material for the clothes. They bought coffee and cake. They put the money in their bags and went back to the palace. The Prime Minister was there.
"Do you have the material now?" asked the Prime Minister.
"Yes," said Viggo. And the two men went into their room and closed the door. They didn't do any work. They made a lot of noise, but the clothes were not real.
After some days, all the people in the emperor's city knew about the emperor's new clothes.
"I want to see the clothes," said one man. "I'm very clever."
"No, you're not," said his wife.
"I'm not clever," said a girl.
"I don't want to see the emperor with no clothes on."
"You're a hard worker," said her mother.
"Don't worry."
After some weeks, the emperor started to think, "Are my new clothes ready? They started making them weeks ago, and they're very expensive." Then he had another thought. "I want to see my new clothes. I know I'm clever, but can I see the clothes? Victor and Viggo said they are invisible. I paid them a lot of money. I think I'll send the Prime Minister first. He can tell me about the clothes." The Emperor sent for the Prime Minister.
"Yes, sir," said the Prime Minister. "Do you want to play chess?"
"No," said the Emperor. "You must go to Victor and Viggo. They're working hard, and I'm giving them a lot of money. I want to know about my new clothes. Are they beautiful? Will I like them?"
"But, sir, you can go and look at them," said the Prime Minister. "You want to see your clothes."
"No, I am too busy," said the Emperor. "Go and tell me about the clothes." The Prime Minister went, and the Emperor thought, "The Prime Minister is clever. He will see the clothes and tell me about them."